The U.S. Justice Department released their report today on the Chicago Police Department, saying the Chicago Police Department regularly use excessive force against people who live in the city's predominantly black neighborhoods. Attorney General Loretta Lynch made the announcement this morning.
These are serious problems, and they bear serious consequences for all Chicagoans. And as I said when I announced this investigation, the systems and policies that fail ordinary citizens also fail the vast majority of Chicago Police Department officers who risk their lives every day to serve and protect the people of Chicago.
The Justice Department began its investigation after police released a dash cam video of the 2014 death of Laquan McDonald, a black teenager who was walking away from police when a white officer shot him 16 times. Joining us now is Patrick Smith, who's been following the story for WBEZ in Chicago. And Patrick, a lot in this report today. What else was in it?
Well, what else is in it? A lot of it does focus specifically on the use of force, but there's a lot of details about how that force is being used. The Department of Justice found that officers in Chicago shoot at fleeing suspects who are presenting no immediate threat. They shoot at vehicles with no justification. They use tasers against people for doing nothing more than just not following verbal commands. And what's also in there is what the Department of Justice believes is the cause of all this, which is very inadequate training and inadequate supervision by the Chicago Police Department as an institution.
Now, Mayor Rahm Emanuel was under pressure to respond after the dash cam video originally came out. He fired the police superintendent last year, and he was alongside the attorney general today. Let's listen.
The incidents described in this report are sobering to all of us. Police misconduct will not be tolerated anywhere in the city of Chicago, and those who break the rules will be held accountable for their actions.
What kind of steps is Chicago now going to take, or do we know, because of this report?
Well, part of the announcement today, besides the findings in this big report, was an agreement in principle between the Department of Justice and the City of Chicago. That is to say that Mayor Rahm Emanuel and some other people from the city signed off on having a federal consent decree and an independent monitor. That doesn't mean that that's already in place. What they agreed to today is that in the future, they will go to the court along with the Department of Justice and agree to have an independent monitor. It's similar, actually, to what happened in Baltimore. You know, they had an agreement in principle last summer, and then just yesterday, as everyone knows, they announced that there's going to be a consent decree. I don't know if the timeline will be the same, but that's what the city has agreed to do in the future.
And in Chicago specifically, we've heard so much about all of the violence that's been going on in Chicago. Do people believe that that is related to what's at issue here in this report?
I think people absolutely do. Attorney General Lynch today talked a lot about the fact that while they were doing this report, there was this very, very troubling and big spike in violent crime in Chicago. And she said that is very much connected to the fact that there's no trust between the residents in the communities that have all this violence and the police officers who are supposed to protect them and prevent the violence. She said that these reforms don't go against crime fighting. They will eventually make crime fighting easier.
That's WBEZ's Patrick Smith joining us from Chicago. Patrick, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.